USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley with the charges that have been filed.
We do have one person that has been arrested and charged. The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse.
President Trump is accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. Another item of business for the president before heading off to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president signing the National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2020, which means no government shutdown. And a military investigation found hand gestures at the Army-Navy football game last week were not racist signals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The nation's defense chief holds his year-end news conference. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying that he is thankful that the president and lawmakers were able to reach a deal on the $738 billion spending bill. White House officials did help negotiate that year-end budget agreement, which will fund the government through next September. Esper saying it's much, much better than a short-term deal.
Continuing resolutions cause great harm to military readiness and reduce our ability to compete with China and Russia.
Esper also happy that Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members.
Two Carnival cruise ships are being examined after they bumped into each other this morning in Mexico. The Carnival's glory deck was crushed while it was attempting to dock in Cozumel. The Carnival Legend was already docked. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As Democratic presidential candidates took to the debate stage Thursday night, there were some memorable moments, including this exchange between Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Mayor Pete.
Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
Mr. Mayor, your response. You know, according to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. So if this is important, this is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Going a little bit more in depth, Lee Carter is a pollster. She joins Fox News and shares how she believes Mayor Pete did in responding to that attack by Warren.
He did a great job responding to that because I'm sure he didn't know that was coming. So you could see Republicans, independents, all responded to it across the board. And Warren, that was her slide for her. So she had Democrats give her an A, independents a C, Republicans an F. But his quick-witted response there really gave him credit. Democrats an A, independents an A, and even Republicans gave him a C. He had a very good night last night.
And finally, United Airlines is scratching all Boeing 737 MAX flights through early June. The carrier extended its cancellations of flights involving the troubled aircraft for another 3 months. It's also announcing a move saying they're taking extraordinary steps to protect customers' travel plans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.